It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Troy Spindler.
Hey all, it's Troy here. The robins are gathering, the ephemeral blooms are popping, and the geese are heading northward. Spring has finally reached our farm. For over a month, Victoria and I have been jealously watching our friends in North Carolina post pictures of sunshine and seedlings flourishing in their gardens. At last, it is our turn to dig up some dirt, bury some seeds, and say a few prayers that nothing gets eaten. After all, the furry critters that live among us have also been eagerly anticipating the warmer clime. Beside all the great practical reasons to crawl with squinting eyes out of our dens each year, there's also a great relief in simply realizing that the rest of the world is still there too. As our eyes adjust to the light, we can see everyone else emerging from their winter hidey holes as well. For Victoria and me, it has been a prime time for us to connect with some of our new Hudson Valley neighbors. Just the other night, our new friend and neighbor Marissa, who works at nearby Hardy Roots Farm, invited us to a dinner with some other young farmers in the area. We had pizza and drinks with a freshly harvested garden salad and a garnish of local farmer gossip. Did you know that Neversink Farm didn't design their patented Windstrip seedling trays, but rather bought the rights from a foreign company? Scandalous! And from what I hear, the operators of Chaseholm Farm are the coolest cats in the valley, but they're also real dark horses. It's not easy to get into their inner circle. It's a pretty small world for young farmers up here. I suppose then I shouldn't be so surprised when strangers are aware of my sudden appearance on the scene. Several times I've been introduced to people who were eager to meet me, the new farmer at Turkana. I'm not used to this kind of celebrity status. Certainly some of this fame comes from our vast readership and listenership of this newsletter. Fun fact, in college, I never let anyone look at my papers except for the professors who graded them, so consider yourselves in the lucky few. However, I'm starting to notice some recognition from other farmers around as well. I stopped in at Sparrowbush Farm to say hi to one of the farmers from Pizza Night. I had only met him two nights earlier, but he already spread the word about the new guy at Turkana to his coworkers, who were ready with questions for me about what we were up to these days. This integration into a new social network reminds me, as many things do, of fungus. It may sound odd to you, because fungus has the unfortunate reputation of being associated with death and decay. While it's true that many fungi are great at breaking down dead material into tilth, they also have critical life-giving properties as well. As it turns out, the various mushrooms that we are familiar with, from the cute toadstools peeping out of the litter layer to the massive plates growing out of tree trunks, are all just the fruiting bodies of the fungus. Under the surface, there is an extensive mat of fungal tendrils called mycelia that compose the rest of the organism. These mycelia are excellent at absorbing moisture and making nutrients available for plants. Some fungi, called mycorrhiza, have evolved a very intimate relationship with plant roots. The mycorrhiza maximize the plant's water and micronutrient absorption, while the plant gives the fungus sugar that it produces in its leaves. One mat of mycorrhiza might connect hundreds or thousands of plants together into a single network. Through the mat, plants can even send chemical signals to each other. Who knows what kind of gossip our garden plants are passing around? Considering it like I would a fungus, I can see that there was already an extensive mycelial network of farmers and food lovers in place when I got here. Turkana has been a part of that symbiosis all along, whereas I have just been transplanted into it. but I can already sense the nutrients flowing and the signals traveling as I begin to be absorbed into the network as well. This weekend, my extended family, save for a couple members who couldn't make it, is getting together for a Passover Seder for the first time in over a decade. The Seder is a centuries-old ceremony involving symbolism, storytelling, and amazing food. I'm not going to pretend that we're super traditional about it, but in a way, the practice of it is also about connection to a much larger network, one that extends across space and time. Kind of like this fungus that's over 2,000 years old, possibly 8,000 years old.
Agriculture is underwritten by Tricana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.